3. Record of an interview conducted by Remembrancer Oloton. My father. I'll tell you about my father. Of course. Anything you want to know. My father, Mamsel Mercedes, my father once... Now, this is a famous story, but I'll tell it anyway. My father once reached a river, and he knelt down and wept. Famously, wept. He... Wait, if I might suggest, let's move off the bridge. At this hour of the watch, the bridge decks of the vengeful spirit are a busy place. My first captain, that's Ezekiel, over there, he's about to brief the Morneval and the senior company officers. The Interrex are proving to be problematic. It's unfortunate. There was a mistake born of misunderstanding, as you must appreciate. First contact protocols are complex. The meeting of two advanced civilizations inevitably involves issues of trust and comprehension. This is not easy work, as I think you've seen. I certainly regret what's happening at the moment. Deeply. So let's move through here, into my apartments. Yes, after you. That's better, you see. We can converse and hear ourselves think. Ezekiel can be so strident and intense. He's briefing on the projected military operations that we are, sadly, now obliged to undertake. As I say, I deeply regret that it's come to it. Yes, that's correct. Military operations. Yes, there will be another war. In truth, my lady, there will always be another war. No, I don't have to be there. First Captain Abaddon is more than capable of handling the watch meeting. Yes, of course I trust him. I trust him with my life. He's my son. So, take a seat. Anyway, my father, as I was saying, this was a very long time ago. It said he was known then as Alisander, or Sikander III, Ho Macedon, I believe. He told me that, so it must be true. Anyway, he came to the river Hyphasis and crossed it and wept. For, as he put it, there are no new worlds to conquer. No, I think... No, you misunderstand my point. I'm sorry, I didn't make it clearly. I agree, conquer is an aggressive militaristic term. A freighted word. Of course, the word he actually used was katakto, for he was speaking a proto-form of Eleniki there, on the banks of the Hyphasis. So we can allow for some interpretation. It was a long time ago. I was citing the story as an example of aspiration. Our aspirations define us, I believe, more than anything. Beside the Hyphasis, my father wept, because at that time he felt he had accomplished all he could. His ambitions were achieved, and the revelation shook him. He was not proud or satisfied. He was bereft. Of course, as it turned out, there were many more worlds to conquer. The work had scarcely begun. On the banks of the Hyphasis, he had won, not for the first time nor for the last, the throne of the known world. Not long after that, he found another throne. A literal throne. That changed everything. Yes, found it. Well, that's what he told me. But I digress. The point I was making, however poorly, is that aspiration is the fire that drives us. We are restless, and we strive. To strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield, if I remember the old verse correctly. There is always another world, Mamsel Mercedes. Always another goal. We all take after him in that respect. I'm sorry? And always another war. Yes, quite so. You look at us, Remembrancer, and you see beings wrought for war. No, no, don't deny it. I know you do. I see the transhuman dread in your eyes when you regard me, or when you look at First Captain Abaddon, or any of my sons, my lunar wolves. I don't blame you. I terrify you, and I'm sorry for that. Truly. I look at you here, in this room, dwarfed by the scale of it, like a child in that chair. A child on a throne, your feet swinging. It was built for my frame, not yours. I feel for you. You put a very brave and confident face on it, but I am sensible to your terror. To be here, to be surrounded by inhuman giants, it must be intimidating. I wish I could say something to reassure you, something to assuage your fear. I will say this, Mercedi Oliton. I am more like you than I am not like you.